How Long Gone. We're back. A beautiful Sunday here in New York City. The people are out. They're drinking stuff on the sidewalk. Guys are, you know, riding city bikes shirtless with a Heineken in their left hand. I think this is the official start of summer. I don't want to jump the gun, Jason, but it feels there's excitement in the air out there.
The white boy summer is beginning to trickle in. It's not a full downpour yet, but you see the clouds circling. Mm-hmm. It's only a matter of time.
I mean,
I want to see some Heineken 0.0s out there too, fellas. Okay.
Yeah.
Just like Heaven Diet starts today.
Hey, fellas. We were outside most of the morning. We went to the Tin Building, the number one destination in New York City.
Chris said, we're outside. We're at the Tin Building.
we're outside. We are outside. That Tin Building is my O block. It was hard for me to concentrate on my delicious eggs and all of my larder essentials because I had seen something kind of disturbing before I left the house, and it involves kind of one of our favorite people, singer, dancer, Drew House founder, Justin Bieber.
I'm glad that I didn't have to be the one to bring this up because I don't think I was going to be able to get it out. So
you don't have the strength.
Yeah, let's get into it. I just don't have the strength right now, and to be able to rely on you for some of this stuff is great. And is it true that some of these selfies are tear coated?
Not tear coated, tear containing. Like there's no, it's an up close selfie. He's got a grungy, I've given up on life or I've started doing opiates again beard. And it's an up close, multiple up close photos of his face, tears streaming down from both eyes.
What if the beard that he's doing is kind of in a Bad Bunny way though? Cause from this angle with the facial hair, cause Bad Bunny likes to post selfies from the getting some head angle. And I think Justin, despite him doing a me so sad teary boy selfie, it is technically in a prime position to be sucking on his little dick. What say you, Chris?
From what I understand, it's not coming from his wife anymore because there's trouble in paradise.
Okay. So you think these tears are related?
And
has nothing to do with Villanova not covering the spread?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, he could have gotten in a fender bender in Encino, but I think it's because...
You know what I think it is? He's like, you know what? Oof, I am starving. I think I earned it. I'm going to go hit Chick-fil-A today. And then Sunday, pulls up to the drive-thru.
Okay. Wah. He would know that because he's such a devout Christian. He would side with Chick-fil-A on that. He would never make that mistake. He would absolutely go to In-N-Out.
His personal assistant would be Justin. You know what day it is. And then he'll be like, get me the Chick-fil-A from the one that exists inside of on our property where the chicken making
the Tommy Lee Starbucks
robots
the Tommy Lee Starbucks
the Tommy
vibe.
Lee Starbucks but for my chicky. Okay, so you, but real talk, Haley is and him are on the rocks. Is that what's going on?
That's what my sources have told me.
Did Justin see the photo where Haley looks like a young Vladimir Putin, and then he just couldn't get it up?
If that's what Vladimir Putin,
or now he's getting too hard because his wife looks like Vladimir Putin.
He said, "I'm going to Russia." No, I don't know. I mean, probably.
I need that oligarchy.
Can you imagine being married to Justin Bieber?
I think. I mean, it sounds like when you have to like babysit someone's badass kids for like 4 hours and then like 12 minutes in, you're like, all right, I think I'm all done here. We cannot do this. Like you think you can hang out with them, but it seems like after 2 hours, you're like, Justin, I love you. You're a talented kid, but I'm pulling the plug. I just can't be around you. It's my brain cells are leaking out of my ear.
I think now with her road income and her several other ventures as well as her modeling, I don't know if she needs Justin anymore, and that's tough to recognize, you know. And I think he's probably completely unstable and has made this relationship hard for years, Jason. That's my guess.
Well, I would say this. I'm actually personally a fan of her, and I don't think she ever needed him, Chris.
Oh, I don't think she did need him, but I think it helps. I think the house a little bigger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Car's a little faster. Pants a little baggier.
Balenciaga bear paw slippies, a little less worn on the sole.
Yeah.
Some guys like that. Some guys don't. But, you know, her dad is not the wealthiest of the Baldwins in the bunch. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. But she was never struggling.
No, she's never struggled. No, but his male posting a crying selfie is one of the, especially someone of this fame level, is pretty staggering. And I think that's why it's got the internet going nuts.
Not even Gerard Carmichael would do something so personally intimate. You know what I mean?
No, it's literally Gerard Carmichael would top before he would do this. That's the thing. I don't think it would be like that, but yeah, you're right. He's really showing his ass, but I think maybe people have been worried about Justin for a long time. So maybe this is the cry for help that they needed to kind of step in, you know, because I liked it more when he mm-hmm. was, you know, pissing in buckets and in the back of One Oak. That was the best phase of Justin Bieber. That's when his music was the best.
Yeah, but like so many other things, it's not sustainable, Chris. It's like ramp season. He can only be pissing in the buckets for so long.
It's not. You're right. It's not. But
before the art begins to suffer.
I wonder what's going to happen, because I've heard rumors that she's moved on with someone who is not in the spotlight but extremely financially secure through generational wealth. With a last name that you might recognize. Not you personally, but some of the listeners.
Okay, so DJ Fi, Simi Hayes' brother, that's who it is? He's tapping that?
No, I'm not going to be able to reveal who it is, but it's a legendary New York family. Let's just say that.
Oh. I know what you're saying. The Rock is in the building? Is that what you're saying?
It's the Rock. Yeah, it's the Rock. Okay. But yeah, so that is...
You're not talking about the McNallys.
No, I'm not talking... Yeah, no. No.
Talking about the Rockefellers. Got
no,
it. Okay.
Although Justin Bieber could end up with Keith McNally's 18-year-old no-agency daughter, for sure. That's not out of the question.
That'd be crazy.
That's not out of the question.
Yeah, what was I just going to say? I saw... Oh, yeah, speaking of DJ Fi, I saw him at Mel Ottenberg's birthday party.
What was he doing there? Just wearing big pants, big sweater? Pretending to be straight?
Kind of took the words right out of my mouth, brother, man. No, you know, I know you're not a movie buff, even though you saw a film that I want to get into later, but on Austin Powers 2, I believe, the one where okay. Beyonce's in it, you know the one.
Yes, of course.
And then there's the Fembots. Do you remember the Fembots? They're hot robotic chicks who come in and seduce the bad guys and then kill them mm-hmm. with their like breasts. Mm-hmm. Their breasts have guns in them. Mm-hmm. He kind of is dressed like a Himbot now. He kind of feels like a Him. Like he's a robotic cat, as you know. not like the what's the one Boston Dynamics? That's the robotic dog. He's a robotic cat. Yeah. So he's his on switch is just gay and gare, and he kind of, you know, he's shiny, he's sparkly, perfect everything on his body. Not an eyebrow, not a out of place, not an asshole,
for sure.
Hair unbleached. And, you know, you're just like, what's up, bro? And he's like, hello, it's good to see you. Or if I've met you before, it's nice to see you again. I'm going to stand here now. But, you know, he looks amazing.
Yeah, he looks amazing. If I spend $1 million on plastic surgery, I'd look amazing too. It ain't rocket science.
Yeah, I mean, if I was gay, I would one night him.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Dead homies.
I didn't know that. I forget that you guys. I forget that you and DJ Fi, or I believe now he's more art collector Fi, but either way, mm-hmm. I forgot that you guys kind of have some history on the decks together.
Yeah, we've DJed together twice, I think.
I mean, look, that's more than I've DJed with him. And let's rate his skills on the decks. What would you say? How is he clocking compared to DJ Them Jeans?
He is not as good at DJing as I am.
Okay.
I will safely say, but compared to other people in his situation, fake DJs, he is quite good. Decent taste. Gets the job done. No train wrecks. And he's better than Grimes.
Do you keep a count on how many Odd Future related songs he's allowed to play? Because I feel like he'd be sneaking in, you know, it's like, oh, it's Steve Lacy, it's Tyler the Creator. It's, you know, he could just, that's all he play. Frank Ocean. I just can't imagine him playing anything that's not that.
Really. Yeah, I'll come up and give him a whisper in the back of the ear. I'm like, I said you could have one Brockhampton, buddy. You can do one. You can't do two.
Oh, you think you know that. You thought I couldn't catch that was a Kevin Abstract solo track? I'm not stupid, okay? I am not stupid.
Yeah, you ain't low with it. You ain't low in many ways.
Hey, Jason, we all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on. you're eating at restaurants you don't want to eat at all the time to appease myself and others.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who used your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or because they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance, so literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors very close to you and instantly book appointments with them online. Just like when I'm looking for new shoes on my sites, you can filter specifically, see which doctors take your insurance, located near you, maybe find a doctor that's far away from you for personal reasons you don't want to disclose.
I use ZocDoc, and you should too.
Go to ZocDoc.com/howlong and download ZocDoc for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/howlong. ZocDoc.com/howlong.
How Long Gone is brought to you by Nutrafol. As you know, hair thinning is quite complicated. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health. And internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and most importantly, grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair.
Go ahead, give it a tug. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth suppy, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with considerably less shedding. Thank God. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code How long? All one word. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists and professional stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol. I got Raf on the nut.com promo code How long? That's Nutrafol.com promo code How long? Happy birthday to Mel Ottenberg. It was very fun hanging out at his B-Day party at a house in the hills.
Whose house was it?
It was a girl named Lily, I think. I don't know. She's a model person of some sort.
You don't say.
Carolyn knew who she was. I didn't know. But friend of the show, DJ Ross Wan, got to hang out with him. I think the only other straight there. But great, great collection of people. Great collection of people. I had a blast. Once I had my seventh drink,
I was going to ask how
we were cooking.
How hard you went, because I knew the answer was hard. Was that the same night as George's DJ set?
Yes.
Oh, but
we were like tired because we had gone out. We didn't go out. We cooked. We had like a long ass day the day before. It was like a marathon day of working and this and that. And Carolyn just went to New York, so it was like getting all kinds of stuff ready and cooking. My friend Jimmy came over. So like that day, I was just wiped out, and then another huge day of just working nonstop. So when we showed up to this party and then to the club after, we were like, when the skin on your face, like the muscles have given up, and like you can no longer sort of like maintain a public-facing face or smile?
I do a lot of face yoga, so that doesn't happen to me, but I know it used to, so I know what you're talking about.
I know you don't work out to exhaustion, but it's sort of that kind of vibe. working out till failure.
Failure, yeah. So you had socialized to failure.
I was publicly awake to failure, and then, the funny irony was the Celsius and vodka worked better than a bump of cocaine.
I've never heard. I mean, obviously Celsius and vodka makes sense. I had never heard of that or thought of that before, because I don't drink either.
Yeah, you know, but I guess you're missing the point here, which is like, you know, like if you put a Celsius on the rocks and a bump of cocaine in a steel cage match, the Celsius will win against cocaine.
Well, first of all, yeah, if you do one little bitch bump like you would do, but if you do a proper a proper fucking hog's leg railing, then you're fine.
And of course. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, if I drink 24 Celsius, it's going to be better than we can play this game all day.
A bump is not equal to one can of drink. That's not fair. It's got to be more than that. And also the calories.
There's myriad variabilities in
cocaine has zero calories. Celsius has got to be clocking something with all those fake fruit juices. There's got
to
be something.
Yeah, Celsius, it's weird. Like, the more I talk to people about Celsius, like, everybody knows, like, I know, like, I'm starting to doubt myself because I know it's like, you know, here's a drink. It tastes good. It has amazing energy in it. There's no juice. There's nothing natural, no fruit, there's probably not even water in it. It's like the most synthesized, unnatural.
Yes, yes, yes.
It just feels wrong. Your body should be rejecting it. It should be snake oil. The claim should be false. But every person I talk to who uses it as their pre-workout, from Jacob Noel from Sublime to the hottest, buffest fucking guy at Matt Lautenberg's party, they drink three cans a day and are also, you know, they're the best shape out of anyone else.
Yeah,
just like,
yeah,
perfect.
I mean,
body.
I don't.
So at a certain, you know, at a certain point, does it actually work?
I think those people would have that with or without an energy drink. That's my guess. But I think that it must get you. I mean, I've had it. It's fine. It doesn't get me that jacked up, though. That's the problem. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. But also, maybe nothing works on me anymore. Maybe I've reached the point of no return.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try one when I'm jet lagged, because that's when caffeine works the best on me. So maybe I should pack a Celsius next time and see if I can levitate.
I just liked using it as a cocaine alternative for me.
You couldn't catch me. There's no such thing as a cocaine alternative.
I'm talking to the wrong
cocaine alternative, wrong in my personal opinion. But
of course.
Methamphetamine. Let's not put it. Let's not go too crazy. Methamphetamine. Mm. If you're looking for something a little stronger. But I don't think that I don't think that energy drinks. But did you drink vodka Red Bull in its heyday?
Oh yeah, buddy.
Oh, you did. See, I never did.
But only when I needed to. Like, everyone else will drink it because it's there. And they're like, oh, I like how it feels. It's awesome. I would only drink it if I needed it. If it was like, I'm tired as fuck and I got to stay up and DJ or whatever. Maybe I'm hungover from the night before and I don't have enough juice. Then that's the only time I'll drink.
Yeah, but did you? Okay.
Or if you can get the yerba mate or the club mate and vodka.
That doesn't do anything. That one really good. I've tried that too.
Oh my gosh.
Computer guys I know love that shit, but I just don't. I don't know, man. It doesn't do anything to me. It doesn't work. Nothing's gonna hit as hard as coffee.
All my computer guys.
In my opinion, but I'm glad that you used it to stay up and socialize, because those are two events that, like, that's really a lot of socializing. That's not like going to a little party where you don't know anyone. You can kind of stand in the corner. You have to, like, you had to really do your thing.
I had to bring it. I had to bring that shit, and I guess it was brought. Robert Patty was there at Mel's, a couple friends of the show. I don't remember. And then went to other friend of the show, Alex Chapman's club night called Gag at the Edition WeHo. Luckily, we got saved in the line. I mean, there we pulled up and, you know, it was one of those like 700 people down the corner, around the other corner. Like, all the regular people were never going to get in. Poor guys. Mm-hmm. It was fun though. And George did an amazing job. He was in the mix. Charlie was there.
What is... So how...
You know, it was everything that you
would
want.
How extreme is the music?
How what is the music?
Extreme. Like, could I stand it for 20 minutes or is it too extreme?
I think you could stand it. It, even though it was like musically intense, like fast dance music.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pulsating and thumping and throbbing. A lot of the original subject matter. I wish I fucking could. A lot of the subject matter was familiar pop songs, you know, mixing
okay,
with
you,
other
I
things.
You.
So it was like, you know, okay, kind of like Y2K hits of yore, with like a pumping, throbbing, techno-ish remix. And then, you know, you might have to hear a Petras or a Slater or a Slut Pop Miami. And then, you know, a little of this, a little of that, maybe some ABBA, you know. Just running the gay gamut.
Yeah, sure. I love the ABBA cherry on top. No, that sounds fun. I mean, I like to experience stuff like that because I, you know, it's part of my job to understand what moves people, you know. So I need to witness the litness, as they say.
Sorry, the irony, or I guess not irony, but the something regardless of if Charlie was there that night, they play a Charlie song every other song just because that's
Well,
why don't you guys play other music at this like super intense gay club party? And they're like, if you can give us music that works better than every Charlie X song, XCX song ever written, please, I would love some variety.
Love to do
but
that.
it just is what it is.
We'd love to do that. That's really funny. No, you're absolutely right. Did Alex Chapman, does he take his shirt off? What's the vibe? Are shirts off in general?
Nah, there was some shirts off. Alex kept his on. It was a t-shirt that said no requests or the word request with the red circle
classic
line through it.
Classic DJ stuff.
Classic DJ stuff. I like that he's bringing it back. And also, I'm sure he also wore it so he wouldn't get requests because gay people be requesting. And sometimes for songs, too.
Who are the big... who are the biggest request offenders? Drunk, like white college chicks is got to be number one. But I guess it all just depends on the venue and the setting. But I feel like you could rank them.
Yeah, I think drunk college chicks, tough to beat. And I think because they, like, it's not so much the request that is the annoying offense. It's more so the after effects of the request, like if a
they drunk, ain't leaving the booth.
Yeah, drunk college bro comes up and he's like, "Bro, can you play whatever some bullshit?" I'll be like, "Yeah, I mean, if I have that, I'll play it. I got you, bro." And they're like, "Thanks." And then you know we pound it out. Much love, dap you up, respect. And then I never see that person again for the rest of the night.
But
when after Becky makes that request,
she ain't leaving. She's checking up on her request.
There are follow-ups.
Not a follow-up.
And, you know, sometimes she'll send in reinforcements, other people.
Of course, yeah.
Like, maybe it's not working for me. Maybe you'll do better. That kind of thing.
I want to request the same song as my friend because we were trying to really hit you over the head with and get this thing over the line.
Yeah, but more so overall, it's just like the drunker. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say that, too, because there's two different kinds of drunk people. Like, when I get drunk, I just kind of get silly, happy, whatever, it's fine, it's all good. And then other people who don't have better help, they get drunk and it goes to a dark
as
place.
A person who's seen you drunk countless times, I wouldn't say you get happy or silly. I would say that you strangely stay the exact same, and that's kind of why you're such a totem of drunkard.
Stoic king.
This guy is unflappable. Even after six martinis and a couple redheaded sluts, this guy is...
Try and flap me, hooker. I wish you would.
He's got 10 toes down. It's unbelievable. And I respect it. I've always respected that about you, that you've seen me literally touch the sun with my tongue and then fall to the ground, whereas I've only seen you kind of call an Uber. You know, it's
I haven't done so much as surfed a swag.
No, it's lopsided because you dance like an idiot no matter if you're drunk or not. So that's not even a giveaway for you. So
you never have to get drunk if you're always drunk, as they say.
That's that known saying.
You know, but some people say you never have to get ready when you're always ready. You're kind of that same way a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like that.
You might have to just switch out your UGG slippers for a pair of Vans, but otherwise you're ready to fight at any moment.
You know, I've got my UGG slippers on right now, and I'll go outside and somebody can catch these hands right in the slippers. It's nothing.
I might
it's
go really outside, pick me. Up my food delivery. Do a 5K.
I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to grab the DoorDash. I'm going to pick up the newspaper, and I will still duff you out in the UGG slippers. Let's not get it twisted.
Imagining a newspaper on the sidewalk in front of your house every morning.
It's not every morning, just on Saturdays and Sundays. You know, not every morning.
Do you really get the newspaper delivered to your house?
Yeah. I get the Financial Times weekend. And I get the New York Times Sunday, and I get the Wall Street Journal weekend. Yeah.
And Well, that part I believe. You're a reading type of person, but
it does come to the door if that's what you're laughing about.
Okay, so it comes to you, the door of your building apartment.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
door of building. No one's coming inside.
Okay, but they're also not. It's not just like sitting on the doorstep willy-nilly where anyone could come by and take it.
Yeah, it is, but I mean, you know, they know that I have cameras and guns So you know that they wouldn't.
I mean, it just I feel like, you know, no shade to you.
Here we go.
You live in a nice neighborhood in the most expensive. It's a high traffic area. So I feel like every morning or every Sunday when the delivery person throws that newspaper onto your doorstep, you know, the stopwatch clicks on, and it's not hours, it's not minutes, it's seconds until someone uses that for toilet paper. Animals, birds, mice use that to build a nest or a hut of some sort.
Honestly, this is shocking to me.
And you touch this paper with your bare hands?
Because I've never thought about this until right now, but to my knowledge, it has never been taken. And I would go a step further. When I get back from out of town, a neighbor has pulled them all inside and they're sitting on the steps waiting for me.
Wow. That's no joke. I'm assuming you would return the favor and do the same.
Oh yeah, I pull in any. Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I don't really get any mail here. I only get the newspaper here because my PO box is closed on the weekends. Mm. So it's kind of the only option. Mm. But yeah, I get it delivered. If I don't read how to spend it, Jason, what am I going to have to talk about? If I can't talk about Yannick Sinner wearing Gucci and Nike, oh baby, what am I supposed to do?
Okay.
Well, I have nothing left.
So you learned from How to Spend It today, weekend edition, that a guy wears clothes?
No, I was joking. He looks very cool and most tennis players don't. And
shout out Ben Shelton, the homie.
I didn't realize that Sinner had like such a Gucci deal where it's like he's wearing Gucci and Nike, his two sponsors, in every photo, and it still looks good.
The Nike together is pretty sick.
I know, especially now that Gucci isn't, even though their business is in the toilet, it's much better looking for my money, but I'm not buying it anyway.
Exaggerating or is it really in the toilet?
No, their business is tanking. It's like down like 40% since Alessandro left because all those rich people want that ugly gypsy shit, and they're trying to do like a Gucci version of quiet luxury, and the streets are not talking. Miu Miu's up. Miu Miu's up 89%, which is the craziest.
Yeah.
Which is so fucking crazy. 89% is staggering.
Leave the quiet to Loro and who else? Brioni.
Speaking of Loro, I did see Challengers yesterday. The best way to learn a language? Immersion, living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Chris and I are going to the country of Georgia in a month or so, and they have a very unique language, and I will be using Babbel to try and just get a little bit of action so I can know how to order my cold brew lattes and things like that in a way that's actually science-based. Don't spend hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Use Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons. They're handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new lingo in as little as 3 weeks.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/howlong. Get 55% off at babbel.com/howlong, spelled babbel.com/howlong. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Babbel. I think my wife is seeing it in New York right now alone, which feels like cheating.
No, that's a dream. But we went yesterday and
seeing Challengers alone in New York City, that's one of the horniest things you could do.
That's kind of true, actually. It's not, but the thing is, I mean, I loved it. It was so good. And I'm glad of course, it's 30 minutes too long, but that's everything in life. But I will say
Chris loving a movie.
I loved it. It was so good.
With a techno soundtrack.
The music. From our new friends,
Mr. Don't Watch is fucking with it.
Trent Atticus
put his whole
their whole Doc Martin into that shit. It really
Atticus put the whole Hoka into it.
It really is like they do a certain kind of thing that can really kind of drive suspense, I would say, or like, you know what I mean? Like there's an energy to it that's not.
Oh,
just
there's
like,
tension, honey.
It's in the
it's
background.
Thumping.
So even when the movie's dragging a little bit, which because it's 2 hours and 20 minutes or whatever, it kind of does it. The music kind of pushes you through. But yeah, it was great. But I think that Zendaya's character, we were trying to identify this camel sweater she was wearing, and our guess is that it's Laura Piana because I don't think it's J.W. Anderson.
So. Okay, so in the film, all three of them are tennis players. Zendaya is like the golden child, gets injured, and then she coaches the two of these twinks, and then they make out.
She coaches the actual twink, and then the other guy. Basically, she smashes the hot one in college. She hurts her knee.
The hot one, according to you, or
Josh O'Connor is cooler looking, like the dark headed guy who looks great in clothes. He looks amazing and everything. He's on the cover of the Wall Street Journal magazine this weekend. Like
the one
amazing.
With the ears.
He looks great in clothes. Always has. Yeah, he's the one who played Prince Charles in The Crown.
Very good then.
She fucks him first. She hurts her knee. She starts coaching the other twink, and the other twink is kind of like he's wearing like On and Uniqlo. He's like supposed to be like a Federer, kind of like clean cut superstar. And Josh O'Connor's character is more of a kind of like, I sleep in my car, you know, down on his luck, challenger level tennis player who was supposed to be the king. Like he was predicted to be the good one. You know what I mean? And it just didn't work out for him.
A tale as old as time. From the wrong side of the country club tracks.
But the threesome shit is like a 5-minute scene, and then it's just basically like a, you know, tension for the rest of the movie. You know what I mean? It's like that happens when they're like in,
don't spoil
basically
it.
In high school. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think most people saw it this weekend. It did really well. It did really well, which is, I feel like for a movie like this to do well is also like a good sign. I saw something talking about how Saltburn in this means that like maybe the like anti-sex thing had been overreported because these movies are doing so well.
Yeah.
Which is, there's probably some truth to that. But yeah, I mean, I loved it. It was great. I highly recommend it. And the clothes are amazing. Like the first outfit that Josh's character is in is something I need to understand. It's like a pair of shorts and a windbreaker, and they're unbranded, great colors. It must be custom, I guess. But I'm sure somebody's going to let me know.
I learned on Lauren Sherman's new podcast all about the J.W. Anderson costumery.
How nerdy did Jake Gallagher go? I haven't listened to it yet.
They went decently nerdy. They went more nerdy on the New Balance loafers. But I like Sherman as a podcast host. She's commanding. You should go listen to it. She'll be on Hell and Gone pretty soon.
Yeah, I agree. She her and Dan used to have a podcast together, and I did it a couple times.
Really?
And it was always fun.
The coolest part about the podcast episode, which you may already know, but it has nothing to do with anything that they're talking about. It was more so learning that Dan Frommer, her husband, friend of the pod, used to dress uniformly like Steve Jobs every day. Same exact outfit, Izzy, turtleneck, 501s, down to the New Balances, all that shit.
I gotta say, that's kind of fly.
I agree. And now I want to see Frommer in the fucking
Me too.
Turtle.
Me too. In Chicago? I mean, it was probably in New York.
I guess I will. I have to go see Challengers alone this week at the Americana. If anyone wants to go see that movie with me, we can fucking blaze in the parking lot and get Cheesecake Factory afterwards, Kanye and Bianca style. Tickets on you, of course, not me.
Tickets on you. Just FYI, I'm not paying for the cheesecake or the tickets, but let me know.
I wanted to do new donkey of the day, Chris. It's your Twitter avatar.
It was time. Like I've had this pyramid logo since, I'm not exaggerating, probably like 2006.
Yeah.
2007. Mm-hmm. And I don't really mind, but it also feels kind of childish. And Metro Boomin's label ripped me off. Boominati. It's the same shit. I obviously stole it from the Illuminati because I want to be a part of it. I had this logo for 15 years. They never let me in. So I said, fuck them.
And then once they let me in, that was probably the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
That one once really you, once you got, fucked once you, you up.
Once you got invited to the goat sacrifice at Jay-Z's house. And
yo,
I wasn't
chill,
invited,
chill,
I was,
chill, 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 bro. We don't talk about that.
I was pretty upset. But yeah, so I had talked about this a little bit with our friend Ollie Shaw, who does Friend Editions, and he whipped a few things up. And actually, you were part of the process, Jason, which was fun.
Yeah. I'm glad you chose one of my selections. No, I mean, it's good. It's good. It looks good. It's like when, you know, when you come back from Turkey with a new hairline, it's just going to take some time to get used to. But in the long run, it's going to be amazing. Yeah, no, you're right. And we won't even remember your old hair.
Once the fillers settle, I'm going to look amazing. Once my lips just settle a little bit, I'm going to look
fucking good. It's just right now. It's jarring for your followers.
But I just wanted, I needed to do that. It felt overdue. I added it to my website too. It just felt, and it was easy. You know what I mean?
Rip the bandit off.
Painstaking process, but thank you for noticing and thank you for your support. And as you can imagine, several people have noticed and wanted to point that out to me. So I was trying to do, you know, like when celebrities get divorced and they release it, the press release comes out on like 6 o'clock on a Friday before Memorial Day. That's what I was trying. I was trying to, you know, a Sunday afternoon, but then the photos of Ryland that Maddie took for J. Crew went up, so I had to repost, obviously, and then, you know, then the heads really started.
So
to notice.
It was a social media brownout, not a blackout.
Exactly. I was just trying to quietly update it. You know what I mean? But
yeah, I'll be dropping a bombshell on Tuesday, the day before the first day of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. So it'll be kind of,
no one's gonna see this.
It'll be buried. We'll say that.
No one's seeing this shit.
It's a little late, but do you want to talk about the reservations article? How we ain't got no reservations no more?
We ain't got no reservations. I mean, no, I'm not. I've moved on to Hannah Goldfield's bagel article, but that's a whole nother issue. So let's no, we can talk about reservations.
We can talk about both, baby. You know, like food. Food lover.
Hey, you know, hey bro, you know I love food. Okay, fat boy. So like Fat Albert.
Oh, come on. I'm having a smoothie right now. This is the first meal of the day. Okay.
No, I'm just playing with you. I'm just playing with you, Slim. Don't worry. I'm just playing with you.
No, that's fine. I needed that. Honestly, I needed that. That's going to change my flow. And also I wanted to give a shout out really quick. There's a avocado brand that sent me a box of avocados.
Oh, that's nice.
Bomb as hell. I have to look up the name really quick. Sorry. They're called Primavera Avocados. Follow them on Instagram, but they're...
Oh, damn. Is that like when I went to South America to see Panda Bear?
Very similar. Very similar.
Okay.
It's a Daphne Ben UFO B2B set. avocados from our family ranch in Ventura. They sent me a great DM. Other brands, listen up. Graza Olive Oil, pay attention. Primavera says, hey, TJ, can we send you some of our graphic designed avocados? We might not be as hot or as rich as Ballerina Farms, but our avocados will help you with your next Contramar tuna tostada creations.
Well, that's by a human. Whereas, I mean, Graza, I wouldn't clean my toilet with that shit. Let's keep it 100.
Funny you say that. I've been invited to enjoy their new olive oil flavored soap. They have like a hand soap. I usually use soap to get the olive oil off, so I don't know how
olive oil soap is not. I mean, that's like chili crunch.
I know it's
you know what I'm saying. It's like I don't know if they can.
Say more, brother. Say more. I don't know if they can in terms of novelty.
No, I just don't think they can.
Or in terms of
it's not original in any way. Like you can buy that at Whole Foods. You know what I mean, or whatever. Like that's not an original.
Graza didn't invent it; they perfected it.
Exactly.
But I've been invited to an activation featuring non-alcoholic spirits sometime this week. So catch me there.
Why don't we reintroduce alcoholic spirits to events?
I'm saying, bro.
Why don't we do that? You know, why don't we introduce alcoholic spirits? Just get some gin out there and let people do their thing.
No, we do need more alcohol. All of these activations, now you got me fired up. All these things, especially if they're in the daytime, all of these people are dealing with crippling mental health issues. Nobody knows how to socialize anymore. We're all staying at home in our little pods. Without alcohol, how are these people talking to each other? What are they saying? What are they doing? How are they interacting? Nothing interesting is going on.
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely.
It's just fodder for our Substacks.
Exactly. But the reservations thing, what did you think? I mean, obviously, it's like, it's not shocking if you follow this kind of stuff. It's like pretty well known that you can't get a table anywhere. But I guess maybe the shocking part is like the people buying and selling and how much money they make and how it all works.
Yeah, I didn't learn anything except the dollar amounts of the people that are bootlegging and jugging and reselling reservations to people. I think more it's mainly just more upsetting that there really is no good way. There's no solution to fix this thing. It's just like, here's 75 reasons why it sucks. And you're like, damn, yeah, that sucks. Anyways, back to my life. You know, they're
yeah, no, you're right. It's just like,
but that's me with almost every piece of news. It's like, yeah, if this problem was able to be fixed, we would have fixed it a long time ago.
It's more to me the fact that people were like shocked that someone's going to pay $200 for a fucking Friday night at Don Angie. And I'm like, dude, like, do you not understand how rich people are? Like, who gives a shit? $200 to many, many people in Manhattan is a penny.
That's valet money.
Yeah. Like, what do you, like, that? Of course people are going to do that. Like, if you want the experience and you can't have it and you have money, you buy it. That's for better or worse, that's the dream America is built on.
Yeah, it is. But then, you know, as a restaurant owner, operator, then the clientele gets overrun with,
yeah, but,
you know, very rich people who are giving you lots of money, but, you know, you don't like the crowd that you've created. You don't like the atmosphere.
Yeah, but you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. You can't have perfect atmosphere, the crowd you love, and make money. You got to pick two, maybe one. That's just what it is. Especially in New York.
You can have all three for 9 months, and then it's over.
Exactly. It's just like, that's not, it's just really not feasible. Like, that's just not how it works anymore. And that is bad, but that is where we're at, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was a mention of it somewhere where, like, the Balthazar thing. Just, you know, there's a private number. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
That kind of works out. But also, I'm sure there are people reselling Balthazar reservations on these.
I'm sure there's some AAA is selling their Balthazar tables often. I mean, that's probably one of the... I mean, I go to Balthazar pretty often and it's fine, but I guess I'm not trying to go at 8 o'clock at night on like a Friday or Saturday, but that's one of those restaurants that's very busy, but you can actually go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not that insane. It feels that insane because it's just so busy and big, but you can go, yeah. You know, it's not like,
just like Cheesecake.
Exactly. Some of these places you like can't go. Like, you can, like, if you want, you got to be Taylor Swift to go to Via Carota, or you got to pay $1,000, you know? And it's like, yeah, I can eat some pasta in the West Village. That sounds great.
It's not. I don't know how to fix it. And it does feel like the destruction of the middle class of eaters. And it's only like people who are willing to just wait for 5 hours for a seat at the bar or pay the crazy amount of money. The Dorsia thing is kind of a little bit better, where you get to have, you know, you just put like a guarantee that you're going to spend X amount of dollars on your food and drink. So it's not just like a flat fee and then you get your table.
Yeah.
That part is cool. But the problem to me, it feels like when you book a hotel or a flight with a third party app, like you book your hotel on Orbitz or Kayak or anything but booking.com, the greatest website, but, or, you know, any, you know, and you're like, oh, you booked through a third party. Yeah, oh, and yeah. Then the host at the hotel, you know, goes to computer number two and they start clicking and clacking. And like, obviously you're going to get not the best room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, like, I hope you're happy you saved $7.68.
Yeah.
We're going to give the basement, the one
right by the elevator, right by the elevator.
Yeah, like
in the basement.
That always happens, you know. And or you book a flight through a third party like that, and it's like, you know, you're not really, like, you don't get the service. And I feel like if you're sitting at the Dorsia table at the Sunset Tower, it's kind of like fucking with a condom on. It ain't really. It's not the same. You're not really doing it.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Everybody on the
front of house
restaurant side knows how you got there.
Mm-hmm.
You cheated your way to the top.
And it's up to the wait staff to decide whether or not it is tricking if you haven't.
But I mean, I'm sure that the tip-based wait staff doesn't give a fuck, but I do think the hostess is judging you, and I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. And most people are like, yes, please judge me. I don't give a fuck. I'm only in here to take photos of the bathroom wallpaper.
Yeah, no, totally. You guys have the best selfie lighting in the all gendered restroom. I just cannot get enough.
Yeah, even broke people are like, damn, this food is bad. Also, today is the first day back to my Pilates journey. I blasted Pilates today for the first time in a while.
How did it feel?
Feel amazing. It feels so good.
I wish it did that for me. It just doesn't. Nothing's gonna hit like weightlifting. I like doing it and it feels good, but it just doesn't. It doesn't scratch the itch.
Maybe your form is off.
No, I've done it more than you for years. Before you were even exercising, I was probably doing Pilates. Not to age myself.
Well, just because you've been doing it for a long time doesn't mean you're good at it. It's like when a shitty restaurant brags about being open since 1976, or like
we've been open for 40
that
years.
That one always cracked me up when you're like, yeah, I've been DJing for 30 years, man. And you're like, so why is that fucking high school kid bigger than you?
Yeah, why isn't this working?
I wouldn't lead with how long you've been doing this for. You are. I'm sure you are much better at Pilates than I am, for sure. But you know, you can increase the weight. There's different modifications. Do you know about modifications?
I'm not saying it's not. We don't allow modifications here. It's actually the chef discourages it. It's very hard. That's not the issue. It's very hard, and I love the way I feel when I finish. Mm-hmm. But it just doesn't feel like it's working towards anything. The way kind of increasing the weight every week. You know what I mean? It just doesn't feel.
Yeah,
the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard in a different way.
It's not your hero's quest where you need to see progress. You have your notebook. I mean, Hunter has. You don't have it, but
yeah, Hunter. You know, yeah, like, yeah, I've never written anything down. Hunter probably has a full folder of stuff that he can share with me. But I would prefer not.
All right, Chris, we're throwing on 2.5 pound plates on each side. We're doing the work. Slow and steady wins the race. No heroes today.
Slow and steady. Yeah, nobody needs to be a hero. We got to save the back. We got to be careful.
You just reminded me of a very funny. You will get a kick out of this. Related exactly to what we're talking about. When I was telling Carolyn, she's in New York right now. I was texting her like, you know, I'm gonna go, and she's like, yeah, you know, don't forget, you know, bring a towel because I get sweaty when I'm doing the Pilates. And she was right.
That's the biggest difference between men and women in Pilates. We're drenched with sweat, and women are barely glistening.
Yeah, it kind of makes you think. Mm-hmm. Same thing in the WNBA too. Anyway, so Carolyn was like, don't do it too much because you know if you do it like too many times a week, you could run risk of kind of getting too bulky.
No, that is not. I'm sorry, that's not how that works. But I appreciate her looking out for you, because you being bulky is something that we've tried to do for years, and it doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, I said I wish Pilates would make me bulky, but it's different. Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know what? She's like, would you? I mean, if you're okay with that, that's fine. I'm like, yes, Carolyn, I would be okay with becoming a little bulkier. I'm built like a ramp. Not skateboard. I'm talking about the vegetable.
No skateboard. Oh, I'm built like a green ramp, onion. No skateboard. you really are built like a green onion. Goddamn.
Yeah, I'll chop your little ass up
on a salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cut me off. Don't get the little roots though. It hurts. Yeah, no, but obviously women are more afraid of becoming built,
of course.
Well, wider shoulders and things like that.
That's the problem, is that women have been told by the patriarchy for years that like weightlifting will make you bulky, which just like isn't true. Like I think that like if you do anything the right way, it'll give you the results that you want. If that makes sense. Like if you do it, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? There's different ways to approach everything. And I think it's unfortunate. But you see it. I mean, every day at the gym though, I see more and more women going in, mm-hmm. like doing like kind of wild shit with weights.
You like it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You don't want to have an all male gym or something.
Well,
fellas putting in work only.
I would like a private gym where it's just me and Hunter and millions of dollars worth of equipment. And I get to choose the music. That's kind of all I want. You know, I can't find that anywhere, and maybe it's because I don't have enough money, but maybe one day I will.
I'm having a theory. There's a running theory that I was working on while I was in the middle of doing Pilates today, that if music in gyms was ever good, it wouldn't work. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it's like Erwan opening in New York. There's a reason it doesn't happen, and it's not going to work. I completely agree with you. I used to say that all the time about like Barry's and Soul Cycle. Like 99% of instructors are awful, and that's music wise, and that's what regular people need. And there's guys like Parker who have amazing music taste, and the class is insane, and it's got like a cult following, but there can only be a few of those.
There are only a handful of anomalies like Parker allowed, but for most people, if you are that good at choosing the music and the playlist and everything, that's going to make me consciously or subconsciously doubt that you are good at, you know, that you've put your eggs in the workout basket I'm going to think that you're just an aspiring DJ only. You don't know anything about these positions. Your combinations are out of whack. Your microphone play is bad. I almost run towards people who have the worst taste in music. And my instructor today, the idea is that you're working so hard that you don't even notice the music. But this bitch was playing M83 Lizzo mashup.
Oh, that sounds up your alley.
The M83.
Yeah, this sounds like some. She knew you were coming. She had your number.
And then it gets into Lizzo rapping on top of that with like a pumping ass progressive house beat to it. You know, if it was a regular song that I enjoyed, like if they're playing like a Portishead B-side, I would not be able to focus on my musculature, my form. It would be all out of whack. I'd be like too busy just vibing to it. But the music has to be positively repulsive, and then I hit my PRs.
I see what you're... No, I you're onto something, for sure. You're onto something. I wanted to... Speaking of repulsive, I went to the New York Art Book Fair yesterday, and it was... Everything in the world has turned into a social event for people to wait in line, and I wonder where we end with this. Like, now, the New York Art Book Fair is Salone, it's Art Basel, it's South by Southwest, it's Coachella, where does it end? Like, there were thousands of people waiting in line to go buy zines. As a known print lover, I'm glad this is happening, and I'm glad that Ollie helped me skip the line. it's baffling. I mean, the smell in there, oh my God, it was crazy. It smelled like a fucking house show.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's just,
I think similarly to going to a house show, people are going to these events in order to be around like-minded individuals and hopefully find
they
a mate.
They want to be around other non-binary tote bag users that they need to link up at the book fair.
I need to find a guy who has a working risograph printer and can and do back shots and has a good credit score.
Okay, he has three roommates, but he has a Rizzo. And I mean, is it really
He has a Rizzo, good credit. He doesn't even need Nutrafol. I want him inside me.
No, he's an art handler. It's small time right now. He hasn't handled anything really expensive.
Also,
yet.
To be fair, ladies can own risograph printing machines as well. But
of course,
I think that's all. It's just there to, like, I have a new cute outfit that I screen printed. I have a new tote bag I want to show off. I just got these new shoes. I'm going to be around all these other people that I like. It's the cutesy Olympics. It's like a Toro y Moi fucking show. It's just, you go there to show out, bro.
It just blew my mind. I guess because I haven't been in, like,
microdose a mushroom gummy and have like a musubi in your bag in case you get hungry.
No, 100%. Honestly, the amount of tote bags, I was like, oh, this is the end. I'm gonna start. It turned me off to tote bags to the point where I just want to start carrying all my stuff in my arms. You know what I mean? I don't know if I can use a tote bag ever again. I think I'm gonna just hold everything on my chest like a school child.
Like Ben Affleck carrying seven coffees at once.
Exactly.
You're like, do you want the container? Nah.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I got it. But yeah,
I got this.
But it was just so many people that it was hard to even, like, it's interesting because like I'm like fairly adept in that world and like have been buying books forever and like know who a lot of the exhibitors are, et cetera, et cetera. And it's so packed that like I can't imagine being someone who's just like interested in this and wanting to check it out and actually being able to like find something, because it's, you know what I mean? Because it's just so insane. But I also know all these people are making a lot of money. So people are copping. But it just doesn't seem like a copying environment to me.
That seems it seems like, just imagining somebody walking down the street and stumbling upon like a Barney's warehouse sale or like a row
Yeah.
You know, liquidation sale. And you're like, oh, they're selling clothes in here. It must be a discount. Let's go bop in and see if we can find a deal. And you open the door and it's just like the flames of hell burning and people, you know, just like two people fighting over a pair of pants and ripping it at the seams and just blood and tears everywhere.
No, exactly. Exactly. But it was just a weird, I don't know, man. It was just a weird, weird experience. And
did you cop anything?
Yeah, I bought this book from Boo Hooray about punk and hardcore flyers that I had looked at online, and then I saw they had it, so I wanted to support them. But then the places I buy from, like Karma, like all the places I go all the time are there, but I can just go to the bookstore on a normal day. You know what I mean? Like I don't need to buy it there. Mm-hmm. But it was, look, I'm glad everybody's making money, and I'm glad that people are buying books. I'm glad that people are buying other people's garbage photocopied, you know, Kinko's zines. It all is better than if people were sitting on their phones. So I have to give it that respect.
Okay. Yeah. It really feels, you know, kind of farmer's market vibe.
It is. It's
not about buying the produce.
No, I think it's just I can
go to Cookbook and get these berries.
I hadn't been in so long, and I don't think I realized how crazy it had gotten. You know what I mean? Like I hadn't been in 5 years probably since it was a PS1, and now they moved it to Chelsea, and I just didn't realize. I don't think I knew what I was getting into.
It's going to be at fucking Barclays next year, huh?
We got out of the car and the street was blocked off and there's like people grilling and like people have little stalls outside and we were both just like, what the fuck?
It's the white guy with Asian girlfriend Dominican Day Parade.
Exactly what that is. Exactly what it is. But it was twisted, but we made it out. We made it out and I'm glad we went and saw some
friends. Hey, papi,
friends.
Let me get a matcha. Hey, puppy, let me get a Korean corn dog, puppy.
Puppy, let me get a Korean corn dog. Okay, how long gone?
Wait, really quick, Chris. I wanted to ask you one question.
Sure.
What would you say the difference between our live shows and our recorded podcasts are?
I guess mainly we get more specific about where we are, you know, versus the places that we live.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that since things aren't being recorded, it can get a little looser, I would say.
Yeah, I think that's the same exact thing. And I think that because it's not being recorded, you let it spray a lot more. But we've had some
legendary laughs on things that would have, like, I remember specifically something I said at the first show we did in Philadelphia at Johnny Brenda's, mm-hmm. that like it killed so much that I was stunned.
Yeah,
and I it's something I would say, but maybe not in front. It, you know what I mean? It was a specific moment that happened, and it could have only happened in a live setting. Let's say,
yeah.
That.
And those are those best moments. But we are returning back to Johnny Brenda's,
mm-hmm.
in Philadelphia in June. But we, I just wanted to go over our tour dates again really quick because I'm getting into the tour mode. We are hitting Chicago, Toronto, Atlanta, Washington D.C., Philly, and St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to other cities as well this year, but that's just what we have right now. A couple of them are almost going to sell out, so let's get those cranking soon.
I want to just to encourage all of our Minnesotians, there's something special happening in St. Paul on July 1st, so it won't involve any special guests. Prince isn't coming back from the dead or anything, but you're going to want to be there, it should be good.
Wow, okay. And does this involve me exploring their burgeoning Indian food scene?
No, that's kind of something you're going to do on your own time. Tickets are available at howlonggone.com.
Copy that.
We will see you in June in all of those fine cities in North America that Jason mentioned. Can't wait, honestly, to get back out there.
Yeah, and I made a few merch designs that we were going to put online, but I was like, oh, you know what? June's so close. It's like a month away. Let's just keep that on ice and make sure that our... people who are nice enough to support us and buy tickets get first dibs at all of this merch. So thank you for doing that, and we love you guys.
Thank you for listening. howlonggone.com is the website. We'll see you guys on the road, and we're back next week with more podcasts. Who we got? Oh, we got one of my OGs next week, Jason, on Tuesday.
Yes, we do. My brother, you and my brother are going to be stoked, and then also lots of mid-30s horny women are going to be like...
that's our audience. And then what do we got on Thursday? Oh yeah, this is a good week. Okay, good week. I'm going to Nashville on Wednesday to see Katie Waxahachie at the Ryman. which I'm very excited about. And she texted me today, and there are going to be some special guests that kind of blew my top. So I'm really excited to be in the building.
Nashville natives?
You could say that. Yeah. Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, it's really giving Nashville. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be really fun. So I'll be podcasting from beautiful Nash Vegas, Cashville, if you will.
Tanaki.
They do have a Barry's Boot Camp, thank God. I'm going to go to Rolf and Daughters, though. Keep the tradition alive.
No, that's it's actually a Barry's Boot Barn. You may have read that wrong online.
Oh, shit. I knew something felt weird about it. Okay. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Jason, for podcasting. As always, we will see you guys next week.